You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 24 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I gotta say, this is take number 5 of this episode. For some reason, my voice is going in and out. So I want to apologize in advance if you hear my voice fading and coming back during this episode, because this is my last take, okay? We're just being a little too transparent in today's episode. But anyways, I'm excited about today's episode because we're going to talk about how to transform your business into a more sustainable model and how to get paid daily. So I don't know if you know this, but if you're not following me on Instagram, you should, because for the month of June, for 30 days, I will be sharing my paid girl summer strategies with you, where it's just basically daily reels on tips and strategies of how to make money in your business daily. This episode is specifically for you if you are a coach, consultant, service-based entrepreneur, or course creator who desires to transform their business to gain back their time, have more freedom, and generate revenue year round, okay? And if you are a business owner who wants to take their expertise and teach others on how to do whatever you do well, and you wanna get into course creation, this episode is also for you, all right? So let's dive into today's episode because I have a lot of ground to cover and I wanna make sure that, we have time to go over it, but also that you can go about your day and implement, okay? So this episode is really about prioritizing what matters the most to you. This could be, like I said, gaining back your time, having more flexibility with your work, freedom to spend time the way that you feel is necessary with your loved ones, or, you know, having a hobby, having more creative space, making more money so that you can live a more comfortable life. And that looks like building wealth for you, right? I love that. And this is all about those things and less about trying to convince you that courses and group programs are the only way to help your people, right? And the only way to grow your business. So if I'm being honest, it is the best of both worlds because you get to create your program once and profit from it over and over again. And the way that I teach like how to create your signature program is through the process of a co-creation curriculum method where it will guarantee that your people have, you know, love your program, but get the results that they came for. And it also removes that second guessing from what you should put in your program. So it makes it easier to get behind your offer because you're creating something that you love, your audience love, and that is delivering results, right? And so I wanted to share that because I want you to know that it's not just about like putting everything you've ever learned into a program and selling it. But really what this episode is about is how can we, I talked about this last episode, how can you create the option for you to get more rest in your life, right? That you're not always on, always working in your business, always working with clients, right? Because it is important for us to tap into the vision that we had for our business when we first started and the vision that we have going forward. Where do you see your life? Where do you see your business, you know, 5 to 10 years from now? How do you want to work? How do you want to serve people? How do you want to make an impact? All of that stuff matters. And I think for me, when I launched my business, I just wanted to get out of corporate and, you know, do my own thing. And while it was great and helpful within the first 8 months of being in full time, I realized like this was not the way that I wanted to actually help people. It's not the way I wanted to run my business. It's not the way I wanted to spend my time. I don't know if you know this. I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm an introvert. I like space. I like time to be creative. I like quiet. And as much as I love working with my clients and serving and always being on and being on social, I really crave that quietness, that freedom to have the option to be quiet, that freedom to have the option to take a vacation when I want to, that freedom to be able to work the hours that I wanted to work and not having to be held in someone else's schedule. And that's all fine and dandy. Like I said, this episode is not to try to convince you that you should just get rid of your one-on-one business or not do one-on-one coaching. I'm not that coach, but I am the person who wants to tell you that you deserve to have that option to have more ease and flow. You deserve to have another way to earn money in your business that doesn't require your time, your energy, your thoughts, your everything, right? You deserve to not have to give your all to your business without ever gaining some of that freedom that you've been craving, right? And so whether you want to transition into going into courses and programs as your main thing, or you want to transition your business into that, or you want to just add something that gives you more leverage income, right? That passive income, that option to be able to take summers off, etc. to earn additional income in your business in a way that's more easeful, then this is definitely the episode for you, okay? So I'm sure I've shared my story before several times. There are so many different points in my entrepreneur journey that I had to circle back to being like, let's focus on what matters the most to me. And what I mean by that is my first initial successful launch of a program, it took my business from 120K to 500K in revenue in 18 months. And while that was great and dandy, somehow my brain told myself, like, you should go back to doing more done-for-you services. So I had mastered the art of getting paid daily. I'm like, I want to do more of that for clients. So I opened another agency. I think I talked about my first agency in my last episode where I did branding, photography, websites, brand creation, all that, right? But I actually opened up a second agency, which turned out to be a six-figure agency within, I would say, about 5 to 6 months. And it was great. I was serving clients who were making millions in their businesses, building funnels for them. And all of that was fine and dandy. But I quickly realized, like, this is, again, not the vision. So I had already been launching programs and making money, really good money, and helping tons of people with my work. But I still somehow felt like I could be making more money doing one-on-one work and I could make that money quicker. Well, my time was taken from me. Again, was super grateful for every client that I've helped and served, but I also realized like my time was being taken away from me. I didn't have the space to be creative in my own business and think about my own marketing and all the things that I love to do. Cause I don't know if you know this, but I'm a marketing nerd. Like I was that like 10-year-old reading magazines, not for the sake of tips or whatever, like to look at the ads. I'm the one who would look at the ads and get excited. The point is, I didn't get to do much of what I wanted to do. I didn't get to spend time with my family. So then I was like, okay, this is definitely not the model for me. Again, right? So I wanted to share that with you because I want you to know that it is totally okay to that like the journey is not linear. Like it's up and down, right? So for me, even though I had created so much goodness and flow and ease in my business, I decided I wanted to go back to something that I felt was good because... And I don't regret it because I learned so much about funnels more than just creating my own because I was able to see how it affected different clients and different industries and different offers and things like that. So super grateful for my journey because then I could help my clients better. But I also want to let you know that like it's okay if right now you feel like I've done some of this already. I've tried to launch a workshop or a course and it didn't really go so well. We're going to talk about how to make this an easier process for you to lead into to transform your business, okay? Again, you don't have to go into courses and programs full-time. If that is what you want to do, I welcome you. Welcome to my world, okay? But if you just want to add a program into your business that you can get more ease, more flow, more spaciousness, and be able to have options, the one thing I will say is launching courses and programs, more than anything, besides helping other people and making more money, y'all, it has given me some options. I could say no to clients because, like, if I don't feel your vibe and I don't think we're going to match, cool. Like, I had one person, this is the one and only time I've had this experience where, I don't know, it was like all of my clients are cool with the fact that I'm a mom and they're flexible. They're moms too. Some of them are not. But they're flexible with like if an emergency happens, which rarely does, they're going to be cool. And I had this one person who didn't like the fact that I had to reschedule because I had to take my child to the emergency room. And I was like, well, good luck to you. Here's your money back. So just having those options, like I don't know if you've ever worked with clients who are not aligned. You're like, I wish I could just give your money back. Like, I just don't want to be here. This is what's going to do for you. Okay. So let's dive into today's episode. I want to talk to you about like four thoughts that you might be having around the transition or transforming your business model. And then four steps that you can take to start getting paid daily. Okay. All right. So like I said, for me, my entire, like the biggest part of my value system is freedom above all else. Like the freedom to be able to be creative, the freedom to be able to earn what I want to earn, the freedom to be able to spend my time how I want to spend it, the freedom to be able to help who I want to help and how I want to help them, the freedom to just be me, right? The freedom piece is important to me. The second part is sustainability. And that looks like differently. It looks different in different parts of my life, but whether it's in my life or in my business, I'm all about how do I make things more easier, simpler, and sustainable for myself. You can ask my teenager, I'm always like, there's a better system to doing dishes. There's a better system doing this, like make it easy for yourself. So the thing is, I want to talk about this because again, I remember being that person who was like dreaming of going from, working my business part-time to going full-time and to saying, listen, for those first 18 months of full-time entrepreneurship, I just kept saying, you're lucky, be grateful. And yes, I was. But I also know what it felt like to be at a point in my life and business where I'm like, I can't keep going like this. I can't, my energy can't sustain it. And I'm also speaking from a perspective of someone who has a chronic illness. And so I get tired easily, and I just can't be doing things that are not gonna give me, more energy or give me time to rest. Okay. So here's the four things, and I hear way more, but here are four thoughts that I often hear from people when it comes to adding a course to their business or transitioning their business model like they've always wanted to. Okay. Number one, what if no one buys? My people love working with me one-on-one, and that is the only way they're gonna get results. I gotta tell you, that is a thought that you've created for yourself, and it is not true. In fact, besides the fact that having a leverage offer will benefit you and help you help more people, one of the greatest benefits of a course or a group program is the community aspect, is that your people get to be surrounded by like-minded individuals who are on the same path and journey as them. They get to see different perspectives on how people implement the work. They get to hear different ways that people are having transformation, and they get to see different, view of how it's possible for them, and they get to be championed by other people as well, right? So one of the greatest compliments I've always gotten from my clients and students in my programs, beyond the fact that they're like, this was a great curriculum, I got X result, was that they always highlight the fact that the community is so great because they get to be surrounded by like-minded women, and they built friendships, gain partnerships, and just people who are in the corner who understand exactly what they're going through. And so you're doing your clients a disservice, number one, by saying that one-on-one is the only way that they can get results. You're doing yourself a disservice, but also you're robbing them of the opportunity of having community. Okay. And so I'm just sharing this because there's so many different things that we can dive into when it comes to like they could only get results by working with me one-on-one, but community is such a great way to look at it, right? So think about your experiences, where you've thrived the most. Yes, you probably are like me. I do love both. I love one-on-one coaching, and I also love being a part of communities. I love all of it. But you might be the person who's like, I've only worked with people one-on-one. That's the only way I've gotten results. Then maybe you need to tap into a group program yourself so that you can see the vibe and the energy, or just create that space that you would like. And there's so many different ways to do that. But my point here is people will buy. They're not buying based on the container itself, but the fact that I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep saying it. How does your work, your offer, help me get the results that I've been looking for? I have a problem that needs solving. Can you solve this problem? And how is it possible for me to have those results? Like, that's what people are looking for. They don't really care about the container. Okay. Now, the second thought that might be coming up for you, maybe you're at a point where you've already launched your program, your offer, right? And you're like, I didn't make enough money to replace my one-on-one income, and it seems like I'm doing way more work to launch this course or this program than I would if I were, try to get a one-on-one client. And the truth is, you are being very short-sighted of what this model, this offer, this container can do for your business, right? And for your audience, all right? So when you have a short-term vision and you are falling into like the conversation online about just having cash injections with a course and all these things, you're not looking at the long-term vision of what this can do for your business overall. So the question I want to ask for you of you is, how would your life and business change if you were able to make one sale from your course a day? Like just one additional sale. We're not even talking about you stop doing your one-on-one coaching, your one-on-one services, any of that. Just one brand spanking new sale a day. For me, going back to parts of my journey, I quickly realized like within those first 8 months, I'm like, every other business that I love, brands that I love, they make money every day. Why am I not making money every day? That's when I had to go on that journey to figure out like, how can I do that for myself, right? How can I make it possible for me to make money every day? Because your business should be making money every day, right? It's great to get those 10, 20K, 30K clients. But it is also great to be able to see money coming into your account every day, as you should, because you are a business owner. And when you look at the long-term vision of what is possible for you with a scalable offer, it is so much easier to rewire your brain towards focusing your energy towards launching and building a process to make money every day from your program, your intellectual property, than it is to look at this one big launch number or this one cash injection, right? Or this, whatever you might be thinking, I don't know, because I'm not in your brain. But what I want to say here, I want you to rewire your brain of what it's possible for you to make. Let's say you have a $2,000 program, $2,000 a day, $1,000 a day, or even $2K a week, additional income coming in that you didn't have to, you know, do the most, get on a call with somebody and all the things. You can make money from that every single day. Like, how would your life and your business change? What kind of freedom and flexibility would you have? What kind of spaciousness would you experience? What kind of creativity would you have? Downtime, rest, who could you hire to support you in your business? All of the things, the possibilities are endless. What kind of vacations could you take? You know what I mean? Like, the world would be so different if we all stopped looking. And let me back it up. It is totally safe to have big dreams, big goals, and have big visions and want to hit those big milestones. But although our hearts and our souls are ready for that, our brain is wired to, air quote, keep us safe. So when you're like, I want to make 100K a month for my program or in my business, right? Your brain is like, this is cool. Your heart is like, yeah, it's totally possible. I've seen it done 1,000 times. But deep down in your brain, it's like, nah. Let's stay safe. This feels comfortable. Why would you want to do that? Like, it presents you all of this crap that you didn't even ask for it. It tried to give you all this advice you didn't ask for. So one of the best ways that I've helped my clients like rewire their mind is to look at the possibility of what if you made one sale a day from your program? And this is not just from live launching. I have clients who come to me just for an evergreen funnel. They want to learn how to make sales every day from their program. And so what we do is we rewire their brain. It would be great to make $10,000 a day from your course. But what if you just started with $1,000 a day? What if you just started with one sale a day and you build up to that? It then creates a possibility for you to see different touch points and how you can create a better ecosystem for your people to come into your world and make a buying decision with you and get the transformation that you're promising, because you're not so worried about like, I got to get this massive 100K number this month right now, even though I'm just like in phase three of this process, right? It just gives you a step-by-step staircase that you can take. There will be days where you are leaping and skipping steps, and there will be days where you just have to take one step at a time. So I'm drilling in this point for a reason, because I think a lot of us, and I hear this so much, so many people have many great programs that they can be leveraging and helping more people with and making more money with and just serving the world and creating impact, but they stop themselves because it's not a big payday like a 10K client. It doesn't feel easy because we're not, you know, having that one conversation, you know? And so we allow all the things to get in the way of the fact that, oh, I did so much work and I only signed 5 new students to my program. That's 5 beautiful souls you get to serve. That's 5 people that you get to impact. That's 5 testimonials you get to have. 5 megaphones that could talk about how your work has impacted their lives. I'm just saying, because I think for me, and I've been in that place, I've been in your shoes where I'm like, ah, this is not enough. And this is coming from a space of like, I've launched before and I've had, you know, these massive launches, and then I have another launch. It's not as great in my mind. And I started downplaying, and I have to remind myself, no, this is another step in the staircase to get to where I want to go and to help more people. Let me focus and be grateful for where I am, but also focus on what is the long-term vision. Okay. The third thing that I hear the most common thought I hear people share is that I'm doing so much work and I'm only charging X for this program compared to my one-on-one services. Why aren't people flocking to this offer? They should be flying off the shelf. Now, there's a million reasons why maybe your program is not being, like, you're not making sales from it every day. It could be positioning, messaging, the offer itself, who you're talking to, etc. I'm not going to get into that. But what I will get into is this. When you're going from one-on-one work to, like, selling one-on-one services and coaching to selling group offers, the truth is you haven't mastered how to articulate the value of the results to the masses, okay? Because the truth is people are not making that decision based on just the container or the price. I think people always tell themselves, this is why people aren't buying, you know, or this is why they should be buying because it's at this price, right? Just because you're offering a $1,000 course and your one-on-one is 10K and it doesn't mean that, you know, they need to be flocking to it because this course is $1,000. It's not how it works. Right? It is your job to learn how to articulate the value of the results that you're offering, learn how to speak to the right people who are ready for your offer, no matter what level it is. It is your job to master that art. And the truth is, I'm going to keep saying this, your audience can have the same exact problem and the same exact desire, But the truth is, you are meeting them at different points in their journey. They have, a different mindset around how they want to get the results. They're on a different place in their journey. They make different buying decisions than most people. Like, you have to really get clear on how to articulate the value. And you're doing that to the masses. So even though in our conversation in marketing, we're like, talk to one person. Yes, you are talking to one person. But the truth is, your content, your sales conversation, your whole process of getting them from meeting you to making a buying decision from you, if you're selling in a group format, you're talking to different people at different stages, even if they have the same problem and they want the same exact results. Whether it's losing 10 pounds, 20 pounds, finding the love of their life, eating cleaner, making 10K months, whatever it is, each of those individuals still have a different, they're at different places in their journey. They have a different way they look at the world, and they have a different way that they make a buying decision. And the truth is, you have not mastered it yet, because when you're selling one-on-one work, whether you're doing it through a phone conversation, through a DM, through a Voxer, you're able to tailor the conversation, the value to that individual person's needs, and help them see, like, you can paint the picture for that individual. But when you are doing it in a group format, it is a little bit different. That's why when you look at a webinar and you're watching a webinar and you're seeing the different, like, conversations that they're having, even though they're still directed, the focus of the webinar is about one topic, but you see how they're showing you different testimonials, people at different places, and how their experiences were different. It's for a reason, right? And so there's more to this, but I wanted to share with you the reason why you feel like it's all about the pricing, how people should be flocking, or whatever. It's because you haven't mastered how to articulate the value of the results that you bring to the table, to your audience just yet. And it really starts with gaining the clarity and the support to help you see that. One of the best ways that I was able to accelerate my clarity around, like, who I'm talking to and how to talk to different people in my market is through, if I'm being honest, getting coaching. Like, I read the books, I attempted it on my own, and having a coach really helped clarify things for me, because even though I knew a little bit about what I was doing, I just needed someone to say, here's exactly how to do it, okay? And here's what it looks like for me and my people. The point here is, it's less about what you're charging, it's less about the container, and more to do with the fact that you have to learn how to articulate your message and be able to amplify it to the right people. And this last piece is not really a thought that most people, I hear most people say, but it's something I notice in our world in terms of coaching, consulting, service work, when you want to transition into, like, courses and programs, is that you're not creating a program based on your skills and expertise, rather what you feel will be exciting, okay? So I had a client who is a sales expert, sales badass, and she made millions of dollars in sales for the corporate companies that she worked with. Of course, like most of us, she started her own business, her own consultancy firm. And after working with clients one-on-one for a while, she's like, I should, launch a course. So she did launch a program, and it was great. And it was a general business course. While the program was doing great, she really wanted something that she could make six figures or more from. And when we started working together, what I do with my clients, whether you work with me in my Launch and Slay program or through a VIP day, is that I like to do an assessment of your offer, because we build our work and we're so attached to it, sometimes we don't really see what changes that we might need to make. But most importantly, I do it so that I can help them with, like, their messaging and all the things that we do around the marketing. But anyways, so we did an assessment, and turns out the program is actually a sales course. It's aligned with what she does. But she was positioning it and selling it as a general business course. Although she was a badass businesswoman, she is a badass businesswoman, and she have business people in her world. The truth is, it wasn't really about launching a program. That's not where her expertise was, or launching a business. Her expertise is, how can you take your offer and make more sales, impact more people, change your money mindset, all the things. That's where she thrived in, right? And oftentimes, what I see most people do is they build a program based on what they're excited about. I'm raising my hand here. My first ever program launch was like, I was like, oh, I'm a life coach. I've helped other people. Let me help other people launch their businesses. Well, I had 2 years of experience by the time I decided to do that. It really wasn't my expertise. Well, I what I thrived in, that first successful course, the Hustle Fearlessly course, was from helping people take their, brilliance, packaging it into something that's gonna leverage their income and be able to articulate how they can help people and getting paid for that. Like, I wanted to take not just the pretty branding that you take and really brand yourself as the expert that you are. That's what I thrived in. That's what I was good at for myself, right? And for my clients. And so oftentimes we get into now if you really hate what you're doing right now and you want to start all over, as long as you have an expertise in it, that's all that matters. As long as you know how to do it. This is not about trying to deter you, let me just say that, from like, let's say you do sales and you want to go into like yoga. If you are like an expert at that, cool. My point here is there's a lot of us who have all these great skills and expertise, and we tend to create programs around what we are just excited about. So excitement is a part of the game here because you want something that you're so connected to that you're going to want to sell over and over again. But sometimes excitement is not enough because it can fizzle out, is my point. So we want to create something that's really aligned with our skills, expertise, but most importantly, that is aligned with how we're going to able how what our clients want, our audience want, and how we're going to able to get them the results. That's also equally important. Okay. So let's dive into the four steps that you need to take to start getting paid daily with a program, okay, or in your business in general. So number one, you want to create a product, aka a course or a program that your audience wants and that you can sell every day. This is really, really important. Think about it this way. Your favorite brands are making money every day because they have a product they can sell, whether it's a signature product or products. Why don't you have something that you can sell every day? The second step to this is to create a sales ecosystem that allows you to gain visibility, grow your audience, make money for your program every day. And that looks like not just live launching and not just an evergreen funnel, but both, right? So you need to be able to have a process that works in terms of launching your offer that gives you the results that you're looking for when you launch in terms of gaining more eyes and ears, new eyes and ears for your offer, making sales, conversions, all the things. But also, you need a process that's going to allow you to have people meet you from organic and even paid traffic all the way to the end of like, hey, making that buying decision, saying yes or no, right? And so having an ecosystem is what I like to call it, is equally as important. So it's not just the launch or the funnel, it's both. Number three, you need to develop a lead generation process that gets you a consistent flow of qualified leads for your offer. And this is really important. I think a lot of people don't realize, especially when you're working with clients one-on-one, you might just need five new clients or whatever to make your sales goals this month, right? And so, yes, lead generation is important to you, but it's not as top of the list just because it doesn't take that long. Especially a lot of my clients are really good at converting one-on-one conversations. So to them, if their goal is five people, they usually need like six or seven folks on their calendar to get to their goal, right? But the truth is, when you are transitioning from, one-on-one into a group offer, it is a numbers game. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, yeah, you could just use the audience you have. Yes, for the first few launches, but you're gonna need to have a process that's gonna get you new eyes, new ears into your world, and also prime them to make that buying decision from you. And that's what a lead generation process is. And when I talk about it being them being qualified leads for your offer, that brings me to point number four, is you need to leverage the power of content that's gonna do the heavy lifting for you, right? So prior to your audience making that decision of buying your course or program, you really need to be intentional about the content that you create and how it plays a bigger part of your ecosystem for your business, right? Because people aren't making the buying decision when they join your webinar or when they go through your email funnel. They're doing it when they first meet you. And that's why it's important for you to not just focus on, creating a certain type of content because it's popular or how-to content. Your content should be doing a ton of different things for you, and that's why it's important to have a process for your content. But it should be educating your audience. It should be talking about their objections that they may have. It should be really getting them to see the other side of what's possible for them. It should be speaking to their pain points as well. So it's not just one thing. So there's so many different things that your content, so many layers, and there is an easy way to do this now. But one thing I noticed for most folks is they want to either do all the educating and authority building, but not enough about the objections and the things that people are trying to overcome. And one of the biggest thing, I'm going to leave you with this, one of the biggest things that people struggle with the most that you may not think is an objection is they are struggling with themselves to see if the dream that they have, if the result that they're looking for is even possible for them. I literally had a client once tell me that they were afraid to launch their program again because what if it was successful? Can her business sustain the success of that program? And That is a mindset conversation that people need to have, right? So you need to be willing to tap into the conversation that people may not be ready for the results they're actually looking for, and they're doubting their ability to reach that goal. They're doubting if it's possible for them, right? And we often do our objection conversation around like pricing and buying and affording and all the things. And while that may be true for some people, you're most likely speaking to the most empowered version of your clients, hopefully. And your people are smart, sophisticated buyers, and they have other things that might be holding them back that doesn't revolve around money, right? Because when we want something in this life, we're going to figure out a way to get it, period. Doesn't matter what it is. So with that being said, your content doesn't just play a part in like just being a billboard and just showing people what you can do and how you can help them, but really tap into the buyer psychology of what their needs are, what their desires are, what their fears and doubts are keeping them back, so that they can change their life, right? No matter what you do, how you serve people, the results that you bring to the table, most people are having the same doubts and fears around that particular result that you bring to the table, that particular problem that you solve. And so get clear on those things, right? Four things. You need a product you can sell every day, right? You need an ecosystem that's going to help you gain visibility, make money, and of course, grow your audience. You need a lead generation process that's going to pre-qualify your people, right? And you also need to leverage the power of your content so that it's doing the heavy lifting for you. And this goes for content that's not just organic, but paid. Meaning if you're running ads to a piece of content, if you're running ads to a webinar, all of that matters. Please be clear. It is not just like my, you know, content on my feed. I just want to be clear on that. All right. That's it for today's episode. I hope this was helpful for you. So if you are sitting on the fence around launching or relaunching your program, or you're like trying to figure out how to sell your offer every day, then you need to take the next step and just get clear on what the vision looks like for you overall and what you want your business to look like, how you want to live, how you want to serve, how do you want to show up, how do you want to impact. And then I want you to join me on over inside of my Launch This Lay Accelerator. It is officially opened for enrollment. It has been a minute. I'm excited to serve up Launch This Lay 3.0. We are starting July 11th for this next cohort. If you don't know what Launch This Lay is, it is a program designed for course creators, coaches, service-based providers, consultants, who are ready to earn 10 to 50K plus a month consistently with a course or an online program, right? You're ready to really create a process that's gonna allow you to earn more money in your business on a consistent basis. Our motto here for Launch This Lay is to build a better business and get paid daily, sis, okay? So if that is you, I want you to go to FabiolaGiordani.co and learn more about the program. And you can even hit our chat button if you have questions, or you can email my team and I at hello@fabiolagiordani.com to ask any of your questions there, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. All right, thank you for listening to today's episode. I will see you next week. Bye, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I am excited to share with you that the Launch This Lay Accelerator is officially open for enrollment. If you are ready to build a better business and you want to build a business that allows you to have more time freedom, more energy, and most importantly, you want to learn how to get paid daily with your online course or group program, this accelerator is for you. Launch This Lay is a high-touch coaching program designed to teach women coaches, service providers, and course creators how to earn 10 to 50K per month consistently with an online course or group program. We're not just going to teach you how to create and package your expertise into a course or program, but I'm going to help you build an ecosystem that allows you to not just launch a program, but learn how to generate revenue year-round for your program. From content creation all the way to creating ads to drive traffic to your program, we're going to go over it all to help you build a sustainable business with an online course or program. If you want to learn more about this, go to FabiolaGiordani.co to learn more and sign up for the Launch This Lay Accelerator. I cannot wait to share more with you about this program, but you can learn more and also you can chat with us on our sales page right there if you have any questions about the program. I'll see you there. Again, that's FabiolaGiordani.co. Bye, gorgeous.